You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlell. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance have announced record-breaking enrollment through the Affordable Care Act. Over 313,000 Wisconsin residents signed up for health insurance on the individual marketplace during the 2025 open enrollment period. That increase represents an 18% boost over last year and is the highest enrollment the state has ever seen. Governor Evers said the enrollment jump shows how important defending the system is. And some winter trails in Langlade County opened yesterday, like the Jack Lake Ski Trail, the new Jackalope Slope Sledding Hill, and Jack Lake Snowshoe Trails officially opened for public use at 2 p.m. Tuesday. The Sledding Hill and Snowshoe Trails are free. The Jack Lake Ski Trail costs $10 per person per day, and annual passes can also be purchased for $30 for the year. These passes are available for the 2025 season at the Forestry Parks and Recreation Office in Antigo. And cross-country skiing also starts today at Nine Mile County Forest. For the first time this season, the trails are groomed and the lights will be on. They also have winter fat tire biking trails that have been open since early January. And remember that if you plan to hike there, stay off the groomed trails. And all trails in the Oneida County-funded snowmobile trail system will officially open for the season on Friday. You'll be able to rip the sleds across 1,100 miles of trails starting at 8 a.m. All lake and river trails, though, are still considered unsafe and shouldn't be used unless they're clearly marked by a local snowmobile club. If you have questions on specific trail conditions, contact the local snowmobile club by visiting their social media sites. With a little bit of snow on the way tonight and a snowstorm tracking towards the state for Saturday, even more local snowmobile clubs and places to take part in winter recreation will likely be open on Sunday. And don't forget, Sullivan Hill has been open. They have their own snow machines. So no matter what the conditions are, you can go sledding. As state Republicans prepare a bill that would require local law enforcement officials to ask people in custody for proof of U.S. citizenship, Governor Tony Evers is preparing to veto it. On Monday, a spokesperson for Governor Evers referred to the legislation as not a serious proposal and said that the governor would not support it. Under the legislation, law enforcement agencies that do not comply could lose 15% of their state aid. The governor's spokesperson also said that the state should not be threatening law enforcement with budget cuts. And early voting for Wisconsin's February 18th primary election officially got underway Tuesday. Lisa Hale has more.
Voters can now cast their absentee ballots in person. Early voting for the spring primary will close on February 16th. The primary features one statewide race for superintendent, as well as various local elections, including a primary for Appleton Common Council District 11. There's also a primary race in Winnebago County for county exec. Residents can check the exact dates and locations offered for early voting in their area at myvote.wi.gov or contact your local clerk's office.
And next Thursday, February 13th, is the last day for most voters to request an absentee ballot by mail, online, email, or fax for the February 18th spring primary. In practical terms, though, that results in an unrealistic time frame for the voter to receive the ballot, complete it, and return it to their clerk by election day. Voters who still need to request an absentee ballot by mail should act immediately. Registered voters can make their requests online at myvote.wi.gov. Voters faced with tight deadlines for absentee voting by mail have the option of using in-person absentee voter process between February 4th and February 16th. Check with your local clerk to confirm the process. After the spread of election fraud falsehoods, more people became interested in observing the Wisconsin election process. Clerks welcomed more people to watch it all for themselves, but there weren't a ton of rules in place. And that may soon change, Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
After nearly 2 years of public meetings, collecting comments, and often heated discussion, the bipartisan commission agreed on some ground rules. Ultimately, these new rules require that observers show ID, make clear when they're allowed to start watching for the day and where they need to be in terms of closeness to voters, and guarantee access to disability accommodations and restrooms. Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs, a Democrat.
The key is it guarantees observation at the time the zero tabulation is run that morning. That is the beginning of the open elections process. And it guarantees that observers have the right to be there. And that's an important part of the process. People want to make sure that the voting machines are showing a zero. That begins the time at which observers have a right to be present, even if it's before polls open at 7.
Fellow Commissioner and Republican Don Millis.
Not everything is sunshine and roses when the commissioners meet. You know, we have very heated arguments. And so we had some disagreements about some of the things that we talked about. But at the end of the day, we felt that it was more important to have a rule than not to have a rule.
Their point is that if 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats on the Wisconsin Elections Commission all agree that this is the best way forward, they hope Wisconsinites and lawmakers get on board, too. The commission would like to have this rule in place for the 2026 elections.
Governor Tony Evers and DNR Secretary Karen Hyun were in Wausau yesterday to announce a new plan to help improve water quality, ensuring that Wisconsin kids and families have access to clean, safe drinking water that is free of harmful contaminants like PFAS and lead. They visited Main Elementary School in Wausau to tour the school's water treatment facilities. The school received an Emerging Contaminants Small or Disadvantaged Communities grant to upgrade the school's water treatment system to prevent harmful contaminants. Also, Governor Evers announced his upcoming budget, which will include funds for school districts and independent charter schools to replace water fountains with water bottle filling stations, which will, of course, have a water filtration component to them, which reduces the contaminants in water like lead and chlorine. Because chlorides persist in the environment forever and cause significant impacts to human health, fish, and aquatic life. In Wisconsin, we're seeing evidence of freshwater salinization syndrome, which is a condition where our freshwater becomes more like ocean water in terms of its saltiness. These increased chloride loads are partially due to road salting, but chlorides also enter Wisconsin waters because of water softeners and fertilizers. So Evers' plan would create a PFAS community grant program to help municipal drinking water systems with testing for and eliminating PFAS from drinking water. It would help private well owners sample and test for PFAS and research ways to get rid of PFAS. It would also provide grants to local businesses and communities to reduce or eliminate PFAS and conduct statewide research. It provides nearly $2 million in emergency resources to provide safe, bottled water to people in Wisconsin. It also protects farmers who unknowingly spread biosolids containing PFAS for having to pay for cleanup, and allocates $7 million in new funding to help farmers and landowners remediate PFAS contamination. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Badgers roll past Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin with another win over the Hoosiers in Madison, 76-64. The Badgers jumping out to a 26-4 lead early in the contest. Head coach Greg Gard.
Scorers that we can put on the floor from a variety of positions helps us. Defense has to make a decision. Who are they going to take away? And the unselfishness of this group, how it moves. I mean, you have 13 assists on 26 baskets and Klesmet with 6 assists. That just shows me the unselfishness of this group. And that's important for a really good offense. You have to be unselfish and a willing passer, and they just want to find who's open from Wisconsin. That's their mission.
Marquette with another loss, this time on the road against St. John, 70-64, in front of 16,000 fans at Madison Square Garden. Rick Pitino turning that program around. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby announcing his retirement from football. 16 years with the Packers before brief stints with the Rams and the Giants. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer had a feud that not many people knew about dating back to the show Cheers. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, hosted by Danson and Woody Harrelson, Grammer says the feud started when Danson accused him of not always showing up ready to work. Grammer says he owned it and added that he was drinking too much back then. No fists thrown, curses exchanged, or hitting on each other's wives? That's barely a grudge. Sometimes it just takes a little convincing from someone like Steven Spielberg for an actor to take a role in a film. Actor Kiwi Han says he was offered the lead role as an action star in the film Love Hurts. The star of Everything All at Once and The Goonies told director Jonathan Eusebio no three times because he wasn't feeling it. That is until Spielberg convinced him he didn't need to look like Sylvester Stallone to be a hero. If Steve Spielberg gives you advice, probably best to take it. Love Hurts opens this weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some snow on the way this afternoon and tonight, 1 to 3 inches possible by the time it all winds down late tonight. Then tomorrow, it will be windy with some areas of blowing snow. Today, cloudy with snow developing this afternoon, 25, snow tonight down to 20, windy blowing snow, 27 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.